You're listening to Confidently She. I'm your host and body image coach, Rebecca Biggie, and I'm here to help you find your voice, embrace your body, and become the most confident version of you. Take a deep breath, because this could be the beginning of the rest of your life. All right, it's Rebecca Biggie. We are back with episode 3 of the Social Currency series here on Confidently She. This series is in anticipation of the book release on August 8th, 2023 for Social Currency. This is the first book that I wrote, but it will be the third book that I publish. Long story there. This book is available on pre-order right now, so you can go to socialcurrencybook.com. You can place your order through Barnes & Noble or through Amazon. I always do Amazon. I mean, they get everything on Amazon. But if you put your order number into the form on that webpage, you will actually get the introduction of the book emailed to you immediately. So you can read through the introduction, get excited for Social Currency to arrive at your doorstep on August 8th. And if you haven't done so already, go ahead and put in that pre-order so that you can get your copy right away without waiting. And this episode, I really just wanted to tell you why I wrote this book. I think the first book that I published, The Body Image Solution, a pink book on Amazon with the little shorts on the cover, it's really cute. That one made a lot of sense to podcast listeners, right? It's called The Body Image Solution. That's the name of my program. This podcast used to be called the Body Confidence Podcast. I don't know if you knew that. Went through a little rebrand a few years ago. But that book made a lot of sense when I announced it. Everyone was excited. That one made sense. It didn't take a lot of explaining to explain why I wrote it and what it was about. But Social Currency, when I tell people I wrote a book called Social Currency, they get curious. They have questions. They want to know why I wrote a book like that. They want to know what that means. And it's funny. I actually just saw on Netflix, there's a show called Social Currency. It's not a dating show. Maybe it is, but it's like a reality show called Social Currency. And I was like, what? That Netflix, you literally like released this show called Social Currency a few months before my book called Social Currency comes out. So I don't know if that's like divine timing. There was a whole backstory of why this book got delayed. And, you know, God is working through timing in the way that he's going to. So I don't know what this is all about. Maybe this is supposed to be that way because all the hype with the show, then people find out about the book. I don't know. We'll find out. But the reason I wrote the book is because this was the biggest realization for me in my life that really changed my confidence. It changed how I saw myself. It changed how I saw other people. And I want everyone to understand this concept so that they aren't wasting time, so they aren't wasting attention chasing social currency versus investing in things that become pillars of their life. Real assets in their life. And I think the subtitle really says it all. It's a little cryptic, but it really says it all. The subtitle is paying attention to what everyone is paying attention to. And that's how you determine what kind of life you're going to have. It's in those micro moments of the things you pay attention to. That's going to determine the type of things you value. So through the book, I explain the different social currencies, the social currency of beauty, of status, of power, and how paying attention to those currencies too much will influence you to do really, really crazy things. If you see yourself as lacking in one of these social currencies, whether it's beauty, power, status, or maybe a little bit of all three, it creates an insecurity. And when you have insecurities, you do things to cover them up or to overcompensate for them. And that is very true in social currencies. You see this all the time. You see this, you know, a guy who maybe isn't that attractive kills himself to earn a lot of money so that he has the social currency of power, even though he may not have the social currency of beauty. So he tries to overcompensate for one because he doesn't have another. You see this in women. It's not a gendered thing. And the reason why I wanted to talk about social currency is because it encapsulates all insecurities that human beings can have. It's all tied to different social currencies. And when you understand them, you understand your insecurities better. And when you understand your insecurities better, you understand your specific roadmap to confidence. Confidence isn't about eliminating your insecurities. It's about understanding them and taking away the power of those insecurities. That's what confidence really is. And so I really wrote this book as a reflection on a time in my life where I was pursuing the social currency of power and beauty and status. I thought that I needed to work a corporate job and make six figures in order to be successful and have power. I thought that I needed to get a degree quickly, right? Faster than everyone else, and do better than everyone else to get the social currency of status, right? I wanted that status of, I graduated from college with honors and I graduated early. And the social currency of beauty, you know, I wanted to always be attractive in the eyes of other people. I spent so much time controlling what I looked like and worrying about what I looked like so that I felt I had a really good chance of being seen as attractive in not only the eyes of men, but the eyes of women as well, so that they would pay attention to me, so that they would take me seriously. And a really big piece of that was always seeing myself through somewhat of a sexualized lens and presenting that sexual attraction piece as a way to get and hold the attention of men, because patriarchy and sexism and cultural conditioning really just taught me that the only reason why a man is going to pay attention to you is if he's sexually attracted to you. He may not ever act on that. He may not ever get to act on that. But if a man is sexually attracted to you, you're going to get a lot more of his attention than if he isn't. And I mean, it's crazy that you see a lot of videos on the internet about this still saying that that's the way it is, but it doesn't have to be the way it is. It's not the way it is for everyone. And actually that's just like patriarchy and misogyny wrapped up in a really disgusting little package there for everybody. But I realized that that way of thinking just did not even align with my core values at all. And I started to wonder, you know, if I had my perception shaped to believe these things, and I've found that they're not always true, like it's not always the case, I wonder if I could reshape my own perception to think other things are true, to really align with my values and my belief system, so that when I see myself, I don't see someone who may or may not be attractive. I see a human being. I see a brain. I see a spirit, a soul, a personality, a living being. I'm really pushing back against the objectification and the sexualization of women, because I am a woman, you know. But in the book, it talks about all different ways that human beings can be reduced to their social currency. We are reduced to how much power and influence do you have? How many followers do you have on Instagram, on TikTok? Like, that's what we're reduced to. We're reduced to how much money do you have? What can you give me? What can I get from you? And it's especially true in all the content and all the information and all the stuff that we see about dating. And as someone who is not married and has been in the dating world for a long time, have been intentionally single and unattached for a long time, the social currency element of dating is something that I have seen used as a fundamental dehumanization of both men and women, where each group is reduced away from personhood into their social currency. If you're a man in a heterosexual relationship, everybody says you have to have money, you have to have strength, physical strength, you have to, you know, you could be attractive, I suppose, but what's your power like? How much money do you have? What is your social status? What class are you in? Where did you go to school? That's what people want to know about men, if you've dehumanized them and reduced them down to their social currency. And of course, we all know what we want to see in women. It's just beauty. And sometimes if people are reducing you down to social currency as a woman, they don't want you to have any power. They don't want you to have any money. They don't want you to have any status. They don't want you to have anything except be beautiful, be attractive, have that sexual edge to you, but let me control you. That's what I want. And when you look at it through this lens, it's very interesting to see the truth behind all of that. And in the book, I don't just outline, you know, this is what's wrong with culture. It's because we spend too much time reducing people to their social currency. And then we also do that to ourselves, reduce ourselves to our social currency, and then have super bad insecurity because of it. I map out a way to shift what you pay attention to start investing in assets for your life. Things like health, things like personal growth, creativity. Human beings need to grow, we need to be creative, and we need to be healthy in all kinds of ways. That's really what you're going to get value from throughout your life, is investing in things that are healthy, paying attention to things that will actually bring creativity to your life and to your work, not just a paycheck, and growing, getting an education because you value growth, not because you value the status that comes along with an MBA or going to Harvard or whatever it is. You know, actually valuing the life asset of growth via education. That's what I talk about towards the end of the book, because that's what I had to do to shift into this place that you see me in right now, where I have a career that I love and I believe in. I'm able to be creative and write books and produce this podcast and influence people for good. I have a healthy relationship with myself and with my body, and mentally, I'm still working on, you know, my relationship health and my friendship health and the health of the social aspect of it. Because being an introvert, it's all too easy to kind of keep to myself and get comfortable in my own little bubble. But, you know, we all have areas that we could improve on and still invest in for these assets for our life. But the reason I wrote the book at the end of the day is because I don't want you to have to get to the end of your life before you do some reflection and look back and think, man, I wish I would have done things a little differently. I want you to have the tools to look at what you're paying attention to now and decide how you're going to shift that attention and invest that attention differently going forward, like today or on August 8th when you get the book, right? So that's why I wrote it, because this fundamentally changed my life. It fundamentally changed how I view myself, how I view people, how I view education and growth and money and even the way I look, even my own appearance. It changed all of that too. So it's not that it's not related to body image, because it certainly is. We talk about the social currency of beauty and how women are trained to view themselves as, you know, reducing, dehumanizing themselves down to just the social currency of beauty and the destruction that comes from that. But it also goes so much deeper into other ways that we can feel insecure for a reason that actually doesn't make sense if you take a look at it through the lens of, Am I just reducing myself down to my social currency? Because if I am, I need to take a look at what I'm paying attention to, make some changes, and start investing in real assets that are going to bring joy and peace and fulfillment to my life. So I hope that got you really excited to read the book, and I hope that you'll place a pre-order so that you'll get it right when it comes out on August 8th. I know we always forget about these things, so go to socialcurrencybook.com right now and place your pre-order. You can get the introduction emailed to you right away, because really this is a book about feeling fulfilled in your day-to-day life. What you need to start paying attention to so that you feel fulfilled in your day-to-day life, not just when you're on vacation, not just when things are going well, but you really channel your energy into the things that will bring fulfillment to you. Because what brings fulfillment to you is going to be very different than what brings fulfillment to me. But if you're looking at social currency, you think that everything is going to bring fulfillment in the same way. Oh, well, if I have a lot of money, then I'm going to be happy. Oh, well, if I look a certain way, then I'm going to be happy. That's not how happiness works. So I hope you get the book. I hope you're excited. I am very excited. And this release date is coming up really soon. So make sure you get your pre-order. I will join you right back here next week for another episode in this series of Social Currency. And I'll talk to you soon.